criticize people, you will reap criticism. If you judge people, you will be judged. If you bless people, you will receive blessing in return. The laws of physics which man has discovered are dependable at all times. These are very valuable in charting a course by the stars when sailing, or launching a rocket to the moon and returning to Earth. We can depend on God's principles. Now let's quote again one of God's principles. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Will you, dear reader, recognize this moment that this principle is operating in your life? That it has been the basic controlling factor in your life up to this time, and it will be in the future? God will prosper you as you submit yourself to His principles. Number one, the root of thinking. Thoughts. How do you begin to think? Where does your thinking start? The answer is, your thinking starts with thoughts. Is that right? I put it that way so you could start elementarily looking at what you have been doing. In counseling, I deal with many people whose minds are running wild, so badly that I cannot talk to them. Sometimes I have to tell them to shut up. I have to shut them up and tell them to forget everything that they know. I have to shut them up because their minds are running too much. What causes your mind to run wild? A bombardment of thoughts. The origin of thoughts. There are three sources from which we receive thoughts. First, thoughts come from your five senses. Everything you have learned since you were born into this world, everything your mind has learned has entered through your five senses. Therefore, we know that thoughts come through your five senses, either from your present environment or what you have stored in your subconscious mind. You might just be doing nothing one day and a thought hits you. That thought could be from something you have learned a long time ago. It is in your subconscious mind. That is one way a thought can come. A second source from which a thought can come is the devil. Satan can bombard your mind with thoughts. We know this because the scripture supports it. John 13:2. The devil put the thought of betrayal into Judas's heart. Judas conjured up the plan that he was going to betray Jesus. Maybe Judas thought he was doing right. However, he received that thought into his mind. Now, when did he start thinking about this? The Bible says the devil put the thought of betrayal into his mind. We see then that your thinking upon a particular line of reasoning can be started by the devil placing a thought into your mind. Later we will show that Satan cannot read your mind, only attack your mind. We qualify this also by saying that you are protecting yourself from ESP, telepathy, and the like. Do not place yourself on Satan's battleground. Third, God can also put thoughts into your heart and mind by His Holy Spirit. Now, the main difference between thoughts that come from the five senses and the thoughts that come from God is this. God deals with your spirit, and the other deals with your mind. Romans 8:7 says that the natural mind alone, or the sensual part of you, cannot know God. God speaks to you through your spirit, and your spirit speaks to your mind. Whether or not your mind can use the thoughts is based on whether or not your mind is renewed by the Word of God, according to Romans 12:2. Number two, the mind is a machine. Like a computer. How can you tell what thoughts are good or bad? You must program your computer, or mind. This is what Romans 12:2 is saying. Getting your mind renewed to the Word of God. Your mind is a computer or machine and knows nothing except what it has been fed. Your heart or spirit is the real you, from where the issues of life flow. Now, what do you do with a computer? You have a machine that is brand new and knows nothing. The things that you want the machine to know is what you feed into it. You decide what you want a computer to remember, and that is the data you feed into it. That is what has been happening to you since you were born. You have been programmed by your particular circumstances or the world that you have been living in. Be not conformed of this world. Have your mind renewed by the Word of God. Romans 12:2. Actually, we are going to have to reprogram our minds instead of just programming them. Now, trying to reprogram your mind is like unpickling pickles. Have you ever tried to unpickle a pickle? That is the job we have on our hands, to get these old worldly minds renewed by the Word of God. When you come into divine healing, you say, well, I will start trusting God more. And you will begin releasing the natural ways, or man's ways. When you start believing God for healing, then you do not have to use man's ways. It is like that in every situation in your Christian life. You can get your mind thinking scripturally. You can realize now that you have to be selective.